Well, my name's Eric Yancey. I was born in Wisconsin, mostly grew up around the Tetons in the Rocky Mountains there in Montana and Idaho and Wyoming-ish area for most all of my life. Moved to Wrangell in 1978, right out of high school, and basically have lived here ever since then, other than about 1 year over in Sitka, working at the pulp mill there, and one long summer up at Haynes, working at a sawmill there.
And what do you do now?
I have been chartering since 1989, did some fishing charters for a few years there, moved into some jet boat sightseeing and tours up the river and Annan and LeConte Glacier, and that went through about 30 years or a little bit better. Kind of ended up selling that Breakaway Adventures company to Spencer, who was one of my skippers. And in 2020, I bought the Rainforest Islander from the North End Port Authority, put it back in the water. So I do some ferry service work with it, assist a fuel barge when it comes into Wrangell for our fuel, and do some other tour-related things with it, and still run jet boat a little bit.
Okay, and were you ever on the Port Commission before?
I have never been on the Port Commission.
So why do you want to be on the Port Commission?
Well, I kind of wanted to be either on Port Commission or even kind of thought Assembly one time years and years ago, but I was so busy with my business, I felt like I did not really have adequate time to put that on my plate also and do the justice that should be done in such a job as that. So I just kind of always put it on the back burner while I was taking care of my own business and such. But now I kind of feel like I'm kind of semi-retired. I feel like I have time and opportunity to maybe help support the waterfront of Wrangell and Wrangell in general.
Yeah. So what do you think you can bring to the Port Commission?
Well, I've had a boat. So I moved here in 1978. I've had a boat stall, I would say, pretty much since probably like 1980 or whatever. So I've been out at Shoemaker and Reliance and over at the Fish and Game Floats and kind of in all of them through the years. I feel like pretty level-headed and person kind of willing to also think out of the box if necessary. And I just think this is a good way to help support the Port Commission and the waterfront of Wrangell. They've got a pretty good thing going on. So I think I'm getting in at a good time because they already got things pretty dialed in pretty good, I feel.
What are some important issues that you'd like to address that the Port Commission would possibly face?
Well, one of the recent things that have been going on is in boat insurance, you know, for boats that are at the dock. And I get where there was a lot of controversy and people maybe not happy about that. But nowadays it's not quite like it used to be. You know, 50 years ago, if a boat sunk, you'd probably just get a bunch of buddies and haul it out somewhere and kind of get rid of it or clean up the best you could. But nowadays there's a lot of potential legal issues that get involved with a boat sinking, let alone if it damages another boat in the process, or if you catch fire. There's been a few of those around southeast where a boat catches fire and catches other boats on fire because they're all in very close proximity to each other. So I don't know exactly where the Port Commission is on that, but I can see that becoming a potentially another thing that pops up anyhow. I feel like, and I hear a lot of people talking about at Heritage there being able to have another boat launch next to the one that exists. That gets pretty crammed up at times on weekends with everybody trying to launch and retrieve their boats back out of the water. So I feel like that could be a thing coming up. There's going to be a lot of stuff coming down because they got money to redo some of the harbor. So there's going to be a lot of things going on there of one type or another, I'm sure.
Is there an idea that you'd like to introduce to the Port Commission?
No, I actually don't have like agenda of my own here. So yeah, we're just going to get in there and probably try to figure out what all's going on from the people that have already been serving there for a long time and fit in there and try to help.
So what makes you a good candidate?
Well, I think just my longevity of being in Wrangell for a long time and having a business here, a couple of them, and I just think I got a I will say, pat myself on my own back, but pretty good head on my shoulders. And I feel like I can see both sides of a story a lot of times, you know, even though one side may have to win, you know, but you can understand where people are coming from and think kind of level-headed and willing to work.
Yeah, great. And what would you say is the most important purpose of the Port Commission?
Well, you end up kind of having to, it's not an entity necessarily onto its own, so you do have the city and the assembly and lots of things going on there that you have to work through every time. You just can't make your own decision, let's say. So a lot of trying to fathom through that, I guess. Waterfront, you know, naturally on an island in a small town or even a big town, waterfront's pretty key to a lot of different kinds of industries. Whether it's chartering like I've done through the years, fishing industry naturally, but then you have construction stuff too. There's just a multitude of things that need or can use the waterfront for their desired purposes or needs.
Why should voters vote for you then?
Yeah, I think, again, just the fact that I've been here for a long time. I think my name's pretty recognizable around town and whatnot through all the years of being involved with things one way or another. I was on different committees way back in the day, but again, you know, I just got so busy with my own business that I started to not have adequate time to dedicate to doing those jobs right. So that would be my main thing, is that I think most people know who I am and my history around town, so I feel like it kind of speaks for itself, I hope.
And is there anything else you'd like to say about the Port Commission or this election?
Well, I think the Port Commission has been doing an excellent job in recent years. A lot of things getting cleaned up, I guess, and taken care of. And it's easy in a small town like this to kind of, every time you want to make a move, naturally you're going to have people that aren't happy. Say like raising stall rates or whatever, that's going to cause controversy with a lot of people. But then just the reality of it is, like, we all know everything in our lives on all levels has gone up in recent years, so it should be no shock to anybody. And as long as you're not overcharging, you know, more than anybody else is in Southeast, or if you're in the middle of that pack of the high-end people and the lower-end stall rents or whatever, let's say, for an example, you should be fine, you know. So even though they've gone up, I'm not sure exactly where we're even at on that, but I'm just trying to use that for an example.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us.
Yeah, thank you.